Here on Chiefs Rewind, Chiefs get the victory over the Buffalo Bills 30-22. One of these days I'll introduce him on the Ring of Honor, Derek Johnson. When I do, I might talk about this game. DJ, we've been together 11 years. How tough was this game, and how cool was it to win this game like this?
Well, the best thing about it, we came back. We fought from adversity. The last few weeks have been some blowout games, and but today we knew we were going against a really tough Rex Ryan group, and they came in and punched us in the mouth early, and we responded. So I'm glad to see us win the way we did today.
What was the key to responding? Because Watkins went nuts in the first half, 158, zero in the second half, and then you had to chase down Shady McCoy all day.
Yeah, definitely. Watkins is one of the best in the league. He's a speedy guy down the field, can burn, and Shady McCoy is a guy that everybody knows him, so he's a superstar. But they pose a lot of problems when they go against defenses, but today I had a hard job and trying to follow McCoy all around the field, but it turned out for the best for us, so I'm glad we got the W.
Late game situation. How difficult is it to defend a running quarterback like Tyrod Taylor, and then the way you guys closed it and shut the deal down?
Man, it's hard. It's very hard. Tyrod Taylor is a young quarterback that's very gifted in his feet, and he can still throw the ball down deep. So it's one of those things where the rushers have to stay in your rush lanes and make sure he, you know, throws it down the field. But he's not a guy that can't throw. So but he posed a lot of problems with us today. But we did a lot better second half. So hats off to our defense.
Hats off to you, Derek Johnson. But let me ask you, lose Justin Houston early in the game. Now you're sitting there looking at that huddle with the green dot on, getting the calls, going no 50. What about the guys who stepped in, and what about the loss of Justin?
Man, Justin is one of our best players on our team. He's a guy that's the best rusher in the game today. And for him to not be on the field, everybody else has to step up. So Frank Zumbo came in, did a great job playing a run, helping out, filling in for Justin. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But it's always next man up. It's always next man up. And Andy Reid always puts the pressure on the next guy up. I mean, you can see Spencer Ware did his thing today. I mean, he's a second, third string guy. So, I mean, it's about next man up. And we're doing a great job.